Everything the Border. Lou and Matt on the Borders 105.7 Triple M.
Yeah, welcome to the Catch Up Podcast. It was a big Thursday show, including sporting royalty. Michael Diamond, 20 years to the day that he won Olympic gold, joined us with his, well, sort of his protege, the only other Australian to shoot the perfect score in single trap shooting internationally, James Willett, who of course is from right here at Yarrawonga. He joined the chat as well. We were in the midst of sporting greatness, Luke.
I know. It was fantastic and great to reminisce with Michael about the Sydney 2000 Olympics and the day that he won a gold medal.
Jeez, it's gone quickly, I can tell you that much. But of course, the main focus here on the border, at least, Lou, is the fact that we've got the brand new permits. In fact, I've got mine right in front of me, laminated.
Look at it. I've got mine on my phone. It is. It just did put a bit of a spring in our step this morning, didn't it? Very exciting to wake up to the news that we can live our lives on the border as we have between the two cities, between the two regions, and able to travel freely within the border region. So we can go up to some of the places we haven't been to since early in the year, since like really March for a lot
That's
of people.
Right. And the only caveat to normality there is obviously the fact that we've still got to cross the checkpoint. So we talked to Superintendent Paul Smith, who's the top cop in Albury, and he let us know how he thinks the checkpoints are going to cope with the extra traffic, because obviously there's going to be more traffic, including myself, Lou, going to go down to Bellbridge, and I'll need to cross back at the Weir crossing there a little bit later on, but not in peak times. That's one of the things that he talked about. So
yeah, pretty important, actually, because you don't want to stop people who've got to be places at certain times from getting there.
Yep.
It was also fun to talk about the movies. We talked to Shane A. Bassett about two movies that start at Regent Cinemas today. And again, with the relaxed restrictions, all of us can go to the movies. It's exciting.
Yeah, it's amazing to think that, you know, a whole bunch of people haven't been able to go. I mean, obviously the cinema was closed for ages, but it's been open for a couple of weeks now. And we've been able to go north of the border. Well, now you can if you're south of the border. All right, well, let's kick it off then with Paul Smith, Albury's top cop, with some information about crossing the checkpoints.
Is it going to create any hassles, do you think, with the border crossings?
Listen, Lou, it is great news and you know, we've got to embrace it, and certainly a lot of people will be very happy. Obviously it will come with more movement of traffic, which no doubt means more delays. But I think we just need to work around it. Like, those who are going to work, who have set times when they have to start and finish, they can't dodge those peak times. But those of us who are coming over for recreational purposes can. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if we can dodge those start and finish work times, travel during the middle of the day through the crossings, good for everyone.
Now, Paul, I would imagine that this weekend is going to be quite busy, because people like are going to go, right, we can travel around, let's do something fun on the weekend. Are there the same number of people who work on the weekend at the crossing, at the checkpoint, compared to a weekday?
It is. Generally speaking, our police deployment is a five-day deployment, so they're here for 5 days, and that could flow over a weekend or during the week. But listen, we have contingencies in place, especially with our military. They assist us at busy times to bolster our numbers.
Yep.
And as you see there in Wodonga Place, we've got that third lane in.
Yep.
Generally, we don't use that outside peak times, but if we need to, we can.
Oh, so it's just based it's a quick thing.
Yeah, it's a quick thing, and it's traffic volume. So, you know, if we need to kick that into gear, we will. But the big message is it's those guys who have to travel to work Monday to Friday generally, who start and finish, who have no option as to when they leave or go home.
Yep.
They're the ones we want to help by dodging those times if we possibly can.
And just a really quick one, the police and the ADF won't be asking people with the proper permit what they're doing crossing the border anymore. Is that correct?
Well, that's right. It might take a bit of time for our guys to get into that pattern, but the permitted purpose, as you say, is gone and it's daily life. But don't forget, there still are permit conditions.
Yes.
And that is that you can't have travelled in Victoria outside the bubble in 14 days. So there certainly could be questions around that.
Gotcha.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Superintendent Paul Smith from Albury Police. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy your weekend.
It's 20 years to the day since the great Michael Diamond won gold at the Sydney Olympics in trap shooting, 4 years after winning gold in Atlanta. And Michael joins us. Michael, good morning.
Morning, guys.
And on our other side, Lou, we're with the other Aussie, the only other Aussie to shoot the perfect 125 out of 125 internationally. Yarrawonga's own James Willett joins us as well. James, good morning.
Morning, Matt and Lou.
Okay, guys, this is so exciting. Firstly, Michael, we're just so chuffed to be talking to you. We'd love to know, what are your memories of the Sydney Olympics and that day when you won the gold medal in Sydney?
Oh, vividly, I can remember sitting in the Australian room where we all go to get ready before our rounds of shooting, and I had my head between my two palms. I'm just going over my game plan for the final to come, and I hear the door open, and then I look up toward the door, and there's Peter Brock standing there.
Brocky,
and I'm a self-confessed rev head, so I've watched Bathurst for years and years on end. I never missed one for about 15 years straight. And so Peter Brock was my idol. And to see Peter Brock walk through the doors of our Australian shooting room to help get me across the line as the liaison's officer for the Olympics was very humbling. I was beside myself. And let me tell you something, guys. Mm. Most people have got 5 years. I found seven after that.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that is extraordinary.
Great story.
James, I wanted to ask you, is Michael a huge inspiration for you? I mean, as we said at the start there, only two Australians have shot the perfect 125 internationally. You're one of them and Michael. How much of an inspiration has he been?
Yeah, obviously I was only sort of four and a bit years old when the Sydney Olympics was on, so I don't have many memories back then, but yeah, growing up through school, Michael and Russell were both, legends in shooting and sort of, my idols and who I looked up to as I come into the sport. And yeah, look, my first international trip, Michael was on that. And yeah, it was, really privileged to be able to travel with him and be part of the shooting while Michael was still competing. So, both the two of Russell and Michael are sort of both been really big inspirations to me as I've sort of come into the sport.
Michael, as far as words of wisdom goes, I mean, obviously you would have seen James's work and he's doing an amazing job internationally, but have you got any sort of words of wisdom to pass on to help him? Because it was supposed to be competing, now in Tokyo, and they've got to kind of find, everyone's got to find that bit extra to keep going and training until next year.
Yeah, I think that James is a fine young lad. He's very grounded and he's got great parents. His parents are his backbone and they have been from day dot, just as what mine were. James has got a great family which has poured a lot of energy into James, where he's got the facilities of a clay target shooting range in his backyard.
Yep.
And James is a very hard-working young man when it comes to his sport. And honestly, mate, if you just keep up the hard work, do your apprenticeship, so to speak, as we all have to do and have done. You're gonna achieve that Olympic gold medal most probably at these next Olympic Games. And I wouldn't be surprised if you do. Just keep up that hard work. Mum and Dad support's flowing. It's a nice combination to carry on into your future for.
Yeah, great words, aren't they, James?
Yeah, no, it is. It's really nice to hear that. Thanks, Michael.
Now, Michael, the sport of shooting, I mean, you can shoot well into, 50s and even 60s, I'm sure. It's certainly not over for you in shooting either, is it?
No, I'll be back for 2024. I mean, obviously, these games have been selected for 2021. And, if it's any kind of yardstick, I was competing against, people of the age of approximately 60 years old. If that's a yardstick, then I'm definitely going to be around for a few more years to come very soon.
Yeah. We're with Michael Diamond, 20 years to the day since Michael won gold, and James Willett, our very own shooting genius, really, and local as well, just out from Yarrawonga.
Guys, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to both of you. It gives me goosebumps to think that, you know, it's almost like the older guard and the new guard, but it sounds like, Michael, that you want the guard to continue. So it'll be interesting to see you guys competing against each other in the future as well.
Yeah, well, it's never against each other. It's always with one another. It's
well, of
just,
course. Yeah.
All the very best to the one that wins on the day. The greater man will win.
Yeah, well, that's a good question, though. What is the camaraderie like, James, between shooters? Because it is a very... It's you against the target, isn't it? But then at the back of your mind, there are obviously other competitors.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, sort of, you know, you're always competing for team selection, I guess, domestically at the big events. And then, you know, once you travel overseas, you're sort of all sort of on your own, I guess. You sort of got to compete in the individual event. And you know, we've got friends right around the world that we compete against when we're out on the shooting track and off the shooting range. You know, we're all mates and catch up after the event. So it's, yeah, sort of a unique sport in that way.
Yeah, it's a wonderful sport, and we are so privileged to talk to the two best male shooters that we've had really in the country. Russell as well in there too. Michael Diamond, 20 years to the day since you won gold, and James Willett, who's competing next year at Tokyo. Thank you so much for the chat. It's been a real inspiration. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
We're allowed to go anywhere within the border region. And, of course, it's a much larger border region than it ever has been before, Lou.
Absolutely. And to share his excitement, our mate, teller of tall tales and proprietor of the general store in Mitter Mitter, how are you going, Richard?
I'm good. How are you, Lou, Matt?
Yeah, really good, thanks.
That's the way.
And it's somebody's birthday today. Happy birthday, Richard.
How did Youth Prayer find out about that?
Don't know. We've got our sources, Richard.
Yeah.
21 today?
A direct source called Richard.
Yeah. What are you doing to celebrate? Well, first of all, congratulations. You're allowed to have people in your shop.
Yes, isn't it exciting?
Yeah, very.
Finally, we're going to see some humans back up in this beautiful valley.
And it's just been a shame that one of the most beautiful parts of the world has been missing people, you know, travelling around and seeing its beauty and fishing and just the walks and seeing you, Richard.
Well, it's a tragedy all over, really, isn't it, Matt? Yeah. We've got such a beautiful place like this and we've got nobody up here to enjoy it. But anyway, the gates are open and let's get them up here. And I've been renovating the shop. She's all up and going. And
nice.
So, yeah, everything's going well in the middle. We just need some people up here now to, you know, just have something different to talk about.
Yeah, fair enough. You get a bit sick of your own company after a while, don't you?
not quite yet.
You still had some pretty good chats with
you. You are a pretty interesting bloke, Richard. There's no doubt about that. But like, we're very excited for you as well. It's fantastic. In fact, I reckon we might take a drive up on the weekend. It's just so beautiful in Mitter at this time of year. Thank you for calling us.
Yeah, no, everything's looking really good up here at the moment. It's been a great season. And, you know, like I say, it's just been a bit of a shame what's going on. But things are starting to loosen up a bit, and let's get going. And
let's do it, and
try and march on into Christmas and get some normality in the world.
Yeah, that's right. Onward and upward, Richard from Mitter Mitter. Thanks, and have an awesome day.
Yes, too. Take it easy.
Let's go to the movies.
At the movies,
and we can go to the movies no matter what side of the border you're on, as long as you're in the border region. You can go to Regent Cinemas and enjoy a brand new movie. Shane A, good morning.
Good morning, Lou and Matt. That is such good news. Now everyone can enjoy the big screen again.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, a couple of new movies starting today at Regent Cinemas. Let's talk about An American Pickle.
Yeah, let's do that. Seth Rogen stars in it. He's actually got two roles. It's about an immigrant worker in the early 1900s that falls into his own vat of pickle juice.
Yes. All right, let's have a little listen to a bit of the trailer. You've got to suspend a little bit of disbelief on this one, I feel. Have a listen.
Exactly.
It's been 100 years. The pickle brine preserved him perfectly.
It's Rhodes and Duzette.
The world has changed. Everyone I know is gone.
We were able to track down a great grandson.
Greenbaum.
This is nuts.
So it's young Seth Rogen and an old Seth Rogen. It's amazing.
It's really good because they share scenes, and obviously it's the same actor. It's really good trick photography. And what it basically is about is getting together with ancestors. It's an offbeat, sentimental story about family history, and there's some really amusing parts in it. And the fact that he wakes up from the 1900s up into modern-day Brooklyn, New York, is just great. It's a fish-out-of-water story and brings a smile to your face.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. We love that.
It sounds like a bit of fun.
What's another good movie, Lou?
Well, what about this one? Now, this has piqued my interest. Made in Queensland, Swimming for Gold.
Oh, Olympics. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of. It's an Australian film that I always like to support anyway, about an American girl who's a very famous swimmer over there. She's had some problems. She gets sent to Australia to teach her boys' swimming team, and who aren't very good. So, like, the cliches are there that they aren't good, that they go good. But you know what? It's just a lot of fun. And Peyton List, who is the young actress, she's done a lot of Disney work on television mostly. She's amazing. She's a really good choice for the role. And it's just a feel-good movie, and it's for the whole family, and that's something that you don't always get. So perfect for school holidays.
Perfect. Well, Shane A. Bassett, always a pleasure. Thanks for reviewing them for us.
Always a pleasure talking to you too, Lou. And take care, Matt. Have a good week.
Yeah, thanks, mate. I know so many people are looking forward to going back to the cinema as well. And if you haven't been, it's had a full refurbishment inside. It looks amazing. Yeah. The seats are more comfortable as well. It's fantastic. So enjoy the movies, finally, if you're south side of the border. It's Lou and Matt. It's Triple M. Should I fire off a bit of a hallelujah, Lou? We've got some freedom in the region now. We can go wherever we like in our border region that's now newly expanded to include Bright and Mount Beauty. Welcome along. Obviously, to the north, it goes right up as well to as far as Henty. We've got a pretty large border region, and now we can get our new permits. I've got mine today. You got yours too.
Got mine on the phone, yep.
But this Savo, I'm going to Bellbridge. First time I've been south for no reason, specifically for months.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, where are you going, Lou?
I'm going to go up to Myrtleford because that's been out of the bubble forever, and go to a shop there, Red Ramia, and have a look.
Our good friend of the show, Mike Eden, has been a massive advocate for freedom in our region. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Good morning, Matt.
Where are you going, Mike? Now we've got some freedom in our region.
I'm going to do a little road trip. I'm going to head over the Howlong Bridges to Rutherglen, pick up some red wine at Olive Hills.
Oh, beautiful.
Up the hill to get a gum tree pie.
Oh,
and then stay at Beechworth for the night and spend some money there.
Oh, that is just lovely. That's magnificent.
You see, with so many gorgeous places, and isn't it amazing how we do take for granted what we have when we have it, but when we don't have it, doesn't it become precious to us?
Oh, you're hanging out for the Rutherglen Reds and the Beechworth Bakery and Beasting and the Gumtree Pie. It's
just, you're right.
You just can't get to it. It's not the same buying it in Albury. You've got to get up there.
No, that's right. That's right.
Do it.
Well, Mike, you have been very outspoken and another great member of the local community, putting pressure on various different people around Australia to get some common sense, especially in New South Wales with the border aspect of it. So well done for all your work, and let's get out there and enjoy our region. Thanks, Mike.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Brett's given us a call from Barranduda. Brett, where are you looking forward to going to visit?
Look, mate, one of the first places I really want to get to is back over to the athletics track. I've got a small training squad that I coach. But apart from that, mate, I can't wait to get up to Beechworth. And I haven't been up there for a bloody long time.
Yeah.
Such a beautiful drive, isn't it? And just to be able to just wander around the shops and grab yourself a bite to eat. And it's so lovely.
Look, it's amazing up there, Lou. And, you know, we've got the lolly shop up there and sort of all the other historic buildings around.
Yeah, beautiful. Let's get out there. Thanks, Brett. Have a wonderful time, mate.
Okay, mate.
And Bill, the bus driver, are you excited?
I am. It's going to be great to have all the school kids coming back on all the school buses throughout the both sides of the border. Like, all right, New South have been all right, but Victoria's been very quiet at the moment. And it's good to see the regular kids.
Yeah, you've been... Yeah. All the bus drivers been missing their passengers.
Yes, I will admit to you, I do miss having Daniel every now and then on the bus.
That's your son.
Let me tell you, you can have him back, Bill. Oh, that's all.
Sabine's dumped me.
Well, she has.
Daniel.
So when does term four start, Bill?
Next week is the 2 week school holiday.
Yes, correct.
Gotcha.
And then that'll be about 3 weeks' time. So can you also please say hello to all of us drivers on the board, and no matter what company they work for, they're all doing a great job transporting people around.
Awesome, Bill. Thanks for calling.
See you, Lou. See you, Matt.